USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the U.S. military left Afghanistan at the end of August, a flight of American citizens has left that country. That Qatar Airlines flight landed Thursday. During her White House press briefing on Thursday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about a phrase used in a news release regarding that flight, referring to the Taliban as businesslike and professional.
In order to get those people out, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a businesslike manner to get them out. That is what we were stating in the statement.
Psaki not revealing how many people were on that flight. The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland making the announcement of the lawsuit on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.